top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
This is the midday news for Thursday, August 17, in the headlines. UWP past president is urging those in authority to adopt the electoral reform recommendations put forward by Attorney at Law Noelis Knight Didier. UK High Commissioner says Antigua and Barbuda passport holders don't need to apply for electronic travel authorization or a visa to enter and transit through British ports of entry. And Fulton County District Attorney has proposed a trial of former President Donald Trump and 18 other co-defendants over alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election on March 4th. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and the Marigot Cooperative Credit Union.
Sublime with the win for six. Down the ground,
but away beautifully.
Six more.
Don't miss a run, nor a run out, nor a minute of exciting cricketing action. Score big with TCL at Quartz. Purchase any TCL product for a chance to win an all-expenses-paid trip to the CPL Finals. So you won't just be cheering from the comfort of your couch. You'll be right there, live, up in the action. Score big with TCL only at Quartz. Authorized dealer of TCL products. Conditions apply. See in-store for details. Quartz. Bringing value. Home.
It's in the air. It'll be.
Attention, students and parents. Are you ready to kickstart the new school year with style and confidence? Marigot Cooperative Credit Union Limited has exciting news just for you. Introducing our back-to-school loan with a maximum of $5,000. Say goodbye to the stress of stretching your budget. With our back-to-school loan, you have the financial freedom to tackle all your educational expenses head-on. From art supplies to scientific gadgets, our loan products provides the flexibility to meet your unique educational needs. Visit the MCCU Loans Department or contact us on 445-7155, 445-7166. Or 285-7142. We are waiting and ready to make your academic dreams a reality.
During the electoral reform consultations held last evening, Isaac Baptist, a member of the UWP, passionately urged those in positions of authority to wholeheartedly embrace the recommendations put forth by esteemed attorney at law, Noelis Knight Didier, in regards to the electoral reform.
Attorney at law, Noelis Knight Didier, made a recommendation for going forward with this issue and getting it resolved as quick as possible. I strongly advise and urge those in power and authority to adopt that recommendation. That is, to set up a committee that will work with the Electoral Commission, a broad-based committee, that will take these recommendations, put it into, adjust the draft bills as necessary, and therefore, that will represent what will be discussed and then put to Parliament. Otherwise, we are just going back in circles. We are just going back in circles. And this thing has to stop.
Member of the United Workers' Party, Isaac Baptist. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt says he has met with stevedores union reps regarding a long-standing impasse of the Dominica Air and Seaports Authority. He said the discussions are respectful and cordial, and they are to meet again soon, as he is awaiting a response for two questions posed. They will signal to him when they are ready for the second round of discussions after consultation with their membership.
These are not negotiations I'm having with them, because the tribunal is on. Neither am I going to litigate the dispute or the points of the dispute between DASPA and the stevedore. I am intervening and using my good offices as Prime Minister, because there are citizens of Dominica who have a grievance with a state agency. And I represent the state agency, likewise I represent the citizens of Dominica. So my engagement has to be very carefully done, because I don't want to cause injury to any either party. And so we're having mutually respectful discussions. They can say that the discussions went very, very well. There's a decent gentleman who I met, and I think the discussion went very well. They do a signal to me one day ready to meet with me for the second discussion, because the two questions I posted them, I'm not at liberty to share to the public those two questions. But I look forward to hearing from them very soon. And at that second meeting, I'll bring in the DASPA and the minister responsible for ports and the other government officials will have a part to play in the process of finding some kind of understanding.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett, General Secretary of the United Workers' Party, Nicholas George, says the party still stands by its view that there should be a total re-registration of voters in Dominica and provisions for cleansing the voters' list annually. He pointed out that the Electors Act presently allows for that to take place. He states that consistent with the Constitution, only those persons who are ordinarily resident in Dominica and those who are no longer ordinarily resident in Dominica for less than 5 years should be allowed to vote in the country's elections.
There should be a specific voter ID card issued to all eligible voters in Dominica with biometric data, including facial recognition and fingerprints. There should be no overseas registration of voters and no overseas confirmation of registration of voters. Initially, I said that this is an exercise on re-establishing trust, ethics, integrity, responsibility, and accountability in government. The Electoral Commission is part of that process, and we have not been able to trust the current Electoral Commission.
General Secretary of the UWP, Nicholas George. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Skerrett says he would like to see this matter of electoral reform come to a conclusion.
But for us to arrive at a conclusion through this consultation, we must not come and read. Reading poetry and prose are fine, but the reality is we have documents before us. And just to say to you how serious we are with the engagement, I received these documents, say, on June 10. By June 12, it was in the hands of the Dominican public. And it is available for every Dominican to read. But read we must. And we must not seek to use this occasion to extend cheap shots at me or my colleagues or the government. That's not going to help us. It's not going to help us arrive at a conclusion, my dear friend. This is a time for serious engagement, looking at the country. Do not look at what you think has caused Kerry to win all those elections, and let us see whether we can cross them out. I want you to leave here tonight with the understanding and appreciation, in a factual and sincere manner, that we're here to engage you constructively, earnestly, honestly, transparently, as we seek to bring this vexing matter of electoral reform to an end in Dominica, to the benefit of all people in Dominica.
Prime Minister Skerrett, UWP member Glenroy Cuffey expressed that the UWP has put forth numerous proposals regarding the party's aspirations for the youth of Dominica. He added that the UWP is the sole political party to have developed a youth manifesto that outlines measures to empower and guide the youth towards contributing to the country's economy.
We have made countless proposals with respect to how we want to see youth move forward. In fact, the United Workers Party, by the way, is the only party who has presented what they call a youth manifesto. And in that youth manifesto, I cannot even remember a quarter of what was outlined, but so many good things were outlined with respect to how we would like to see youth empowerment and how youth is being directed in this economy and how they are able to participate effectively and to bring about transformation in the economy. Because remember, you're talking about youth. When you are youthful, a wealth of a nation is its health. When people are young and they are energetic, they are gigantic, they're ready to move, they have that energy, you have to give them guidelines, you have to incentivize the respective sectors so that youth can get.
Coffey holds the belief that the youth have become hopeless due to the absence of a concrete framework that can help them unlock their complete potential. Moreover, opportunities to augment their academic abilities have been suppressed, which further exacerbates the situation.
Right now, with that cutting of flowers by the road, can you incentivize people by cutting flowers? Where is the upward mobility in cutting flowers by the road? But guess what? I'm not criticizing NDP work. I'm saying there are people, of course, who have to cut the grass and the flowers at the roadside. But everybody cannot be doing the same thing. And so youth, they have lost hope because there's no foundation set for them right now. There's nothing tangible that youth can do. There's nothing that youth can say, look at it right now. Honorable leader just said it. Even to get a higher education, to at least increase their level at academic level, they have been suppressed because the government is not actually paying their fees. And this, again, is a disincentive for them.
UWP member Glenroy Coffey. Former CCJ President Sir Dennis Barron has laid recommendations in his electoral reform for Dominica that all political parties and independent candidates should have free and equal access to state media during a campaign period. Attorney General Levi Peter says this proposes a substantive change and entitlement for them to air their views. This recommendation is contained in Clause 50 of Sir Barron's report.
Note, it's confined insofar as Sir Dennis's recommendation is concerned to state-owned media and not private media. The report proposes that access be on the principles of total impartiality, non-discrimination, and equal time. And it also proposes that the Electoral Commission will be required to monitor the equitable airtime and issue directives as necessary to media agencies.
Meantime, Clause 54 to 75 deals with political campaign financing. It is also a substantive change from existing landscape and so far as Dominica's political system is concerned.
So Dennis made the following observation in relation to campaign financing as follows, open quotes. The regulation of political and campaign financing is not new to the Commonwealth Caribbean. Elements of regulation of campaign financing can be found in the legislation of some countries in the region, although the only one to have enacted a comprehensive regulatory framework is Jamaica. Close quotes. So Dennis's observation notwithstanding, the proposals contained in this part would without doubt be an entirely new introduction to the electoral landscape in Dominica and would necessarily involve a careful consideration and debate. The recommendations would provide the following for governing the sources from which political parties and candidates can obtain funding and the limits to be placed upon contributions to, expenditure by, and use made of those funds by political parties and candidates.
Attorney General Levi Peter. Delroy Williams, former president of the National Youth in Agriculture Program, has expressed his commitment to supporting the sustainability of the Passion Fruit Project. He aims to contribute in various ways to ensure its continuation. Williams envisions a significant expansion of passion fruit production in Cochrane by involving more local farmers. By uniting efforts, he believes the community has the potential to amplify passion fruit production by up to 10 times its current level.
First and foremost, we want to see that the number of farmers in Cochrane involved in passion fruit production increases. But I'm not too sure the number, total number of farmers that were involved, but I'm sure if we put our hands to the mantle, we can increase the passion fruit production in the community by at least tenfold. So for instance, if there's 1 acre of passion fruit production at present, we want to see in the next couple of years about 10 acres of passion fruit production within the Cochrane community.
Williams emphasized that their commitment extends beyond solely supporting passion fruit pulping. He envisions the group's future efforts to involve diversifying their range of products.
It's not only to support the passion fruit pulping, we also want to see the group in the future also diversify its product outline, output. So that includes moving in towards juices, jellies, jams, passion fruit fragrance, passion fruit essence. I remember in Guadeloupe, one of the biggest sellers in terms of vinegar is passion fruit vinegar. In the future, the group can look towards using passion fruit to flavor other products, and I think that will assist in the sustainability and the expansion of the group's outputs.
former president of the National Youth in Agriculture Program, Delroy Williams, and Dr. Carla Barnett highlighted the potential for strengthening the relationship between India and the Latin America and the Caribbean region. She addressed both public and private sector stakeholders, emphasizing the opportunities to capture them. She notes that the theme for this year's engagement, furthering economic partnerships for shared and sustained growth, amply mirrors CARICOM's intent to deepen its connections with India.
This ninth India-LAC conclave is another excellent opportunity to enhance the growing partnership between India and the Latin America and Caribbean region as you, public and private sector stakeholders in this forum, seek to explore new markets, boost trade, create jobs, and increase productivity and competitiveness. The theme for this year's engagement, Furthering Economic Partnerships for Shared and Sustained Growth, captures the essence of CARICOM's deepening relations with India.
The focal points of conversation encompass trade, health information, technology, and agriculture, which are anticipated to yield advantages for business activities in both regions. Through the exchange of ideas, exploration of prevailing trends, and mutual learning, valuable insights and opportunities are expected to emerge.
From each other.
With his fourth indictment.
Discussions around the thematic areas of trade, health, information technology, energy, agriculture, and food processing should prove beneficial to business interests in our regions as we share ideas, discuss current trends, and learn from each other.
CARICOM Secretary General Dr. Carla Barnett. In other news, the United Kingdom's High Commissioner to Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean has confirmed that Antigua and Barbuda passport holders currently do not need to apply for an electronic travel authorization, ETA, or a visa to enter the transit through British ports of entry. The High Commissioner gave the assurance when he met Antigua and Barbuda Prime Minister Gaston Browne last week. Its global rollout will start in October, with Antigua and Barbuda's at a yet-to-be-confirmed date in 2024. Residence Commissioner Lindsay Thompson reassured Prime Minister Browne the British High Commission will give advance notice of the rollout date, the High Commission in St. John said in a statement. The confirmation from Ferdinand Wood follows speculation that the UK would remove Antigua and Barbuda and other Caribbean countries of CBI programs from their visa-free travel list, similar to what happened with Dominica. And Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis has proposed the trial of former President Donald Trump and 18 other co-defendants over alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election beginning on March 4th, adding to an increasingly complicated legal and political calendar for the Republican frontrunner. CBS News' Nicole Killian has that story.
With his fourth indictment, the former president is facing an increasingly complicated legal and political schedule. Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis has proposed a trial date for March 4th. That is one day before Super Tuesday and a week ahead of Georgia's primary. It's also 3 weeks before his trial about alleged hush money payments in Manhattan. And there's two potential special counsel trials. Trump says no trial should occur before the 2024 election. Meanwhile, sources tell CBS News negotiations are underway for the former president's surrender in Atlanta. That's expected to happen next week at the county jail, where he'd be processed.
And Nicole, you know, there are also concerns, before I let you go, about the rhetoric in this case, the violent rhetoric in many cases towards people involved. Is there, and we also were just hearing word that there might be an arrest in this as well. What can you tell us about that?
Well, we have learned that a Texas woman was arrested for allegedly making a threatening voicemail to Judge Tanya Chutkan. She is overseeing the 2020 election conspiracy case. According to court documents, the message left by Abigail Jo Schrey contained racial slurs and said, if Trump doesn't get elected in 2024, we are coming to kill you. The woman also targeted Democratic Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee. And of course, separately here in Georgia, some of those grand jurors who were just involved in the former president's indictment have been threatened with violence, and their personal information was leaked online.
And that's the news, but first a recap of the headlines. UWP's past president is urging those in authority to adopt electoral reform recommendations put forward by Attorney-at-Law Noelis Knight, DJ. The UK High Commissioner says Antigua and Barbuda passport holders don't need to apply for electronic travel authorization or a visa to enter and transit through British ports of entry. And Fulton County District Attorney has proposed a trial of former President Donald Trump and 18 other co-defendants over alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election beginning March 4th. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and the Marigot Cooperative Credit Union. I am Kimberly Benjamin.
Top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional.